MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Philip Short, Flagship Asset Management. Philip, appreciate the time. It's been a turbulent year, tariff uncertainty and a whole bunch aside. One of the outcomes of that is you're making tweaks to your worldwide flexible fund. First point of call, reducing equity exposure from 87 to 73. Is a lot of that reduction less US equity?
Yes, that attributed almost all to reducing US equities to other markets, Japan, Western Europe and UK, as well as to cash.
How much cash? I mean, is it a sizable cash amount?
I think it's about 20-odd% now sitting in foreign FX cash.
Okay, I mean, to me intuitively seems like a lot, isn't it? That's just, I suppose, opportunity. I mean, if markets sell off again, as well as some uncorrelation with equities.
That's true. We do expect a bit of a pocket of weakness in the next couple of months, but with a more healthier outlook for H2. So we will be looking to take opportunity of buying on weakness.
You also, in a note you put out, said you've increased diversification of the stocks, which, if I'm interpreting that correctly, perhaps a little bit less in each stock.
No, there would be some clear exits, but it would be into, I think that was referring to more from a geographic point of view.
Okay. And in terms of sort of sectors, are there sectors that you're sort of taking less of or more of, or you're being sort of neutral across the different sectors?
Yeah. So we look at more at a very stock level and not so much on a sector level. We try to stay, you know, part of our process is to stay largely in line on a sector basis. So we are cognizant of sector exposure and then try to put all our focus into picking stocks.
Okay, so very much more of a bottom-up approach and saying, you know, finding those quality counters at quality prices.
We actually incorporate both bottom-up and top-down. Okay. So if we look at part of the reduction of our U.S. exposure in Q1 started with not being as optimistic of the U.S. in the short term, and then looking at other areas where we are optimistic on from a top-down point of view. And once we've identified those areas, then we go and with a bottom-up approach to find the stocks in the areas that we like.
Okay, makes sense. So sort of identify sort of areas or categories and then do the bottom-up. Are you style agnostic or do you sort of focus on particular styles in terms of the strategy?
No, we're style agnostic, which means we incorporate all styles. And, you know, certain styles can stay in favor for a long period of time and you can lose out on opportunities by having a certain style. And we think we're quite competent incorporating all styles. So in that sense, we are style agnostic.
I'm imagining this is a dollar-denominated portfolio. You mentioned Japan. There are undoubtedly some great assets in Japan. Currency then, however, comes into play. Do you sort of try and manage that or is it just a part of the risk profile?
In short, we incorporate that into our thinking, you know, and we will also be looking at GDP and inflation as part of a top-down approach. Mm-hmm. But we're very aware that when we are buying a certain stock, to what currencies we're exposing ourselves to and the potential change in currency value against the dollar when we make the choice.
If you're worried about currency, is it more around walking away, reducing size or just being cognizant of that potential risk?
Look, FX is extremely different to forecast, but it's being cognizant of what could possibly drive it, into which direction are you exposing yourself to. You know, we'd like to plan for all different scenarios, for many scenarios going into an event or into a buy case, so that when something does happen, we know what the effects will be and we can make a decision very quickly.
Yeah, and I take your point. Predicting FX is a hard game if we're being polite about it. You've done the 20% cash, the equity down from 87 to 73, particularly exiting US. Fairly significant changes. Is this a big change in the fund or is this sort of something that will, I don't know, happen from time to time as circumstances change? This time it happens to be around tariffs, but there have been others over the years.
Yeah, I think maybe just, I would say this is probably a once a year type of occasion. Maybe over the next 3 years, it will be once or twice. You know, it's not a given what we'll do, but in my experience, it has been averaged out at about once a year.
Okay, about once a year. We'll leave it there. Philip Short, Flagship Asset Management. Always appreciate the insights. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.